Amen is right, Dallas. That was beautiful. Thank you, Boyd. A dad was known to say once after having three children, I have childproofed this house from top to bottom, and they still get in. My favorite one is from one of my favorite comedians, Rodney Dangerfield. He said, my wife said the kids are spoiled. I said, they smell all right to me. The only two good father jokes I could come up with this morning. Today is the day we celebrate fathers, grandfathers, stepfathers, and father figures. Because I never had children of my own, I would fall into the stepdad category, aspiring to be in the father figure category. Like most young men, I had planned to get married and fall in love and have a family when I was going in my 20s and 30s, but it just wasn't in the stars for me. But I still wonder almost every day what it would be like to be a dad. Today, fatherhood has changed quite a bit from the example I had, and probably many of you had, growing up. My mom and dad were very old school. They were born in a little town called Adams, Massachusetts. They were first generation coming over from Lebanon with our families. And they had very old school gender roles. This was they even called Lebanon the old country. So that's how old school they were. And my dad lost his dad very early in life when he was about three. And leaving his mom to care for his younger brother, him, and his two older sisters. So they had a rough time of it growing up. He helped out by hustling pool and boxing. That's right. I didn't get any of the boxing things, so don't come up trying to pick a fight with me. And as a result, Dad was raised to believe that a father had one job and one job only, and that was to provide for the family. And he did that very well. My brother Mike, who's 10 years older than me, said that Dad was never out of work a day in his life. And he said, except with one exception. He was fired from being the floor manager at the Berkshire Mills, where he worked, for organizing a labor union. His bosses said, if you organize this union, you're out of here. And Dad went ahead and did it anyway. Yay, Dad. Helped his friends and coworkers, and it's a union that existed until the mills closed many, many years later. When my dad was young, he got an infected ear in his left ear. He had to have all of his inner ear removed, and this kept him from being in the service. Excuse me. He really wanted to serve in the military. He probably would have made a career of it. But not being able to be in the military meant that he had to find other ways to provide for his family. And he worked many, many jobs. I remember in the 50s, he worked for Gulf Life. He would go into the poorest neighborhoods in Orlando and collect pennies from the people who had purchased life insurance from him. My brother said he'd bring these big old pockets full of pennies home, and they'd roll them up at night, and he'd take them into work with him. Over the years, he was a milkman. He sold women's shoes. We had a neighborhood grocery store on and off for several years. He had his own cabinet shop. He was a gifted carpenter. He made kitchen cabinets. He also kept the books at my junior high school. He was good with numbers, and probably lots of other jobs I never knew about. But he was also the family barber. He would cut all three of our boys' hairs, so definitely earned his keep. So Dad did provide for us financially, but he had pretty set ideas of the gender roles back then. Okay, in other words, I never saw him cook anything except popcorn and his morning eggs. I don't know if he ever changed a diaper or if he ever made our lunches, sending us off to school, but generally he wasn't what you would call a hands-on dad. We never played catch or wrestled on the carpet or went fishing together. You know, he never really gave me any fatherly advice that I can think of. Even though my dad was very deep and spiritual, he had a great sense of humor, though, which he passed on to me, which is who you can blame for all my terrible jokes. And growing up, I always had this feeling that Mom and Dad just had their hands full with my other brother, Dennis, trying to keep him in school and out of trouble. He was the middle child, wasn't a bad kid. I think today they would probably say he's too smart. He was just bored, and they'd push him ahead a couple grades. But back then, he was considered a troubled boy. But so I was pretty much left to myself. I had no curfew. I had no set bedtime. You know, I basically kept to myself, coming and going as I pleased. practicing trumpet, writing songs in my bedroom, doing my homework like a good boy. You know, I always wanted to be a good boy, got to stay out of trouble so mom and dad didn't have to worry about me. I was basically their little self-cleaning oven. You know, they're just, okay, you go do your thing. So not surprisingly, today, if I want to move from stepdad to father figure, I might not look now to my father's to my father, the generation before me, maybe not even to my own generation, but to today's fathers, today's modern fathers, and this generation after mine. Parents in their 30s and 40s today are rejecting traditional roles of parenting. There's a survey by the Intelligence Group, which is a consumer insights company, and they said that more than two-thirds of the millennials say gender no longer defines destiny, destiny or behavior as it once did. That's seven out of 10 millennials who say that men and women no longer need to conform to their traditional gender roles or behaviors, and that's a very good thing. Now, I know you all miss Paula talking about her kids and grandkids, so I'm just going to do that for you today. Because the closest to a father I have ever really been is being a stepdad to Paula's two wonderful children, Ben and Emily, who gave me my first ever Father's Day card and gift less than a month after our wedding on my very first Father's Day. And this is the mug. It says, number one stepdad, right? And down here it says, happy first Father's Day, Richard. Love, Emily and Ben. Isn't that great? Thank you. I was really touched by that little gift. And it's for the first time, it kind of gave me a sense of what it might be like to have kids that love and honor you. They were in high school then, but today they both are married, have wonderful spouses and families. Both parents, sometimes on a daily basis, fulfill all of the roles that were previously, you know, assigned to father or mother, dropping off, picking up, feeding, changing, bathing, providing for them, teaching them, playing with them, all of that stuff. I see them both do on a daily basis when they visit us. And after 5 years of watching these two young families learn the ropes of parenthood in the 21st century, I'm starting to be convinced that the names mother and father are just roles that we play in this grand musical of life and maybe fading into obsolescence. There's no longer the traditional mother and father roles for them. It's all simply just parenthood. I asked both Ben and Rich, Emily's husband, what fatherhood means to them, and they were kind enough to send me a very thoughtful and thorough reply. Do you mind if I do this, Sandy? Let me see if I remember. Yes, okay. So this is Rich, and that's Maya and six-month-old Max. Then Rich says, the big picture, being a father means raising my children to be independent people who will have a positive impact on people around them and the wider world they'll inhabit. That means teaching them how to be kind and respect each other and be good stewards of their community and their environment. It means being a supportive partner to my wife, Emily, to make sure we break out of traditional gender roles and have a truly equitable division of labor when it comes to the kids and our home life. And then he ends with, being a father can push you to the limit at times, but I'm convinced it's the greatest gift life can give you. And then I asked Ben, he's the father of six-year-old Vivian. They're always doing stuff together, always smiling and laughing. Ben says, being a father is the most important and most meaningful responsibility I will ever have in my lifetime. To me, being a dad or mom affords you the opportunity to create, mold, and shape the best possible human. With each passing day, the journey with Vivian keeps getting better, our conversations get deeper, we learn more and more about the other and laugh harder and have more fun. I wouldn't change a thing, and this is only the beginning. It's been a complete joy watching these guys raise their families and watching the children grow, learning and experiencing the growth phases that they go through. And even though I may not know what it's like to be connected by blood, I love and care for those kids more than I ever thought I would. And I've learned a lot about how to be a father figure from them. So here's a couple things that I've learned about fatherhood from Ben and Rich. And I have to include Emily and Riley in this list too. Number one, when a child is pushing your buttons, you keep loving them anyway. That one surprised me. I was like, I'm gonna strangle that kid. No, keep loving them anyway. Number two, never criticize your child for something they can't help. Number three, keep your cool when your child drops, spills, or missteps while exploring the world. Instead, just take that journey with them, the journey of discovery with them. And I've seen that played out many times. It's just very impressive. Number four, take care of yourself. Practice self-care so that you don't ever say things you don't mean or may regret. It's a very important one. Number five, find activities that will wear their little butts down so they'll take their naps and go to bed on time. Yeah, I'm on board for that. Number six, this is good. Instead of a flat no to a request, give them choices and make either of those options options you can live with. So they're always thinking that what they did was their choice. And finally, number seven, enjoy your children. I was gonna say try to enjoy your children, but I think a real father would just say, enjoy your children, enjoy your children. So thank you, Ben and Rich. I'm looking forward to learning even more about you guys, even learning even more from you as the kids grow. And so by breaking out, this is the thing, by breaking out of these traditional gender roles, modern parents today are learning how to express their wholeness in their lives and in their natures, and passing the model of wholeness down to their children, creating a whole nother next generation of spiritually and emotionally whole and balanced people. And that's what I mean by it's a very good thing. So I'm gonna close with two more examples of fathers who have inspired me from right here in this congregation. And the first one, let's see if I got, the first one is Jordan Clendenin. He's the son of our YFM co-director, B. Clendenin. And Jordan and his wife, Sabrina, are the parents of Sienna, Audrina, and Sydney, who you've often seen up here displaying their talents and really awesome cuteness up here. Jordan and Sabrina also run a very successful marketing company. So this says, mom shares touching lunch note between tradition between husbands and daughters. So every day Jordan would drop notes into the girls' lunches. Sometimes they're funny, life-affirming notes, sometimes humorous or silly notes into their girls' lunches. And one day Sabrina came across a drawer full of these notes, hundreds of them, that the girls had saved. And it was a very emotional time for her, and she posted her emotional reaction on TikTok, and Jordan and Sabrina ended up telling their story on the Kelly Clarkson show. So it made it all the way there, demonstrating what a true modern father is like. Oh, and as a footnote to this, how modern parents divide their roles, I asked B, I said, can I have Jordan's email to get his permission to talk about him today? And B went and asked Jordan, and B said that Jordan said that's Sabrina's area. You're gonna have to ask her. So that's roles that clearly cross gender boundaries. And the second father I'd like to honor from right here amongst us is this man, Dr. Shafiq Amin. He's the father of 21 years, so he's got the experience. When I asked Shafiq what fatherhood means to him, he was kind enough to reply with this beautiful note. Fatherhood is the quintessential act of selflessly giving your time, energy, and knowledge towards the benefit of the family unit. He said, God has placed you at the head of the house and as the anchor that supports the mother in guiding and structuring a household that produces children who will be a benefit to society. Thank you, Brother Shafiq. So Ben's daughter, Vivian, who's about to turn six in July, she was the first baby I ever held. And with her entrance into the world, I received the honorary title, Popster. But I have yet to change a diaper, burp a baby, get thrown up on or peed on, worry about college or the best daycare, get up in the middle of the night to comfort a crying child, buy a stroller or a car seat. I never really had anyone who depended on me for their very life. Also, I haven't passed on my DNA. There's no one out there with my eyes, my hair, my love for music. And I've also never experienced parental love. It's the love that they say can be like no other, a love that is said to be greater than love of self. Parental love is a love that can cure us, matures us. It's a love that can really complete us. I realized today that both my mom and dad were doing the best they could with what they had, But growing up, I thought my dad was great. I was never afraid of him. He never struck me, barely even raised his voice to me. And he hardly ever rejected to anything I asked if I could do. So I may not have gotten a lot of fatherly advice from him, but I knew he loved me. And I knew that under that stoic surface, there was a lot of regret in his life. So I'm looking forward to creating a lot of precious memories and learning more and more how to be a better popster in the lives of these two families and their grandkids and their kids. And in the process, as I learn to change diapers and soothe bumps and scrapes and provide and nurture, I hope to find balance and wholeness in my own life. So today, take the time to reflect, to remember, honor your fathers, the good, the bad, or the ugly. But mainly today, honor the qualities of fatherhood that we all have within us and seek to find that balance between the inner masculine and the inner feminine, the yin and the yang, the nurturing and your reasoning sides, between the mother in you and the father in you. Let's take a few moments of meditation. So as we take a few deep breaths and bring our attention into this moment, into this now moment where everything exists. They say there is no spot where God is not, but God is not in the past. God is not in the future. God is right here in this present moment. So as we take a deep breath, release that breath and follow that breath deep, deep, deep down into your soul, where that divine dwells within you. And from this space, consider some of the qualities of fatherhood: protective, playful, courageous, a provider, trustworthy. Now consider some of the qualities of motherhood: nurturing, patient, empathetic, resourceful, forgiving. And now find all of those qualities within you. They are all within you, and they come from that divine center of your being. Jesus said, when you make the two into one, when you make the inner like the outer and the outer like the inner, the upper like the lower, and when you make male and female into a single one, so that the male will not be male nor the female female, only then shall you gain the kingdom. Jesus was teaching us the importance of balance in our inner and outer lives, embracing and expressing all the qualities of male and female within us. So as we enter into our few moments of silent prayer together, breathe deeply. Follow that breath through your nostrils and down into the part of you that is perfect and divine. And just consider for a moment that wholeness is your very nature. Today we give thanks for those in our lives who display and demonstrate the qualities of fatherhood. We give ourselves permission to express our full divine nature. You are made in the image and likeness of the creative energy that brought all we see into being, and that includes the masculine and the feminine. Say with me, today I express my wholeness. Together? And so it is.
Flow, Spirit, flow through me as I open up to see. And expression of your unfolding peace, Spirit, show through me as I open up to be an expression of your.